Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called The Retail Organization of the Future. One thing's for certain in retail today, it's a brand new world. The way of doing things just isn't going to cut it. To be ready for newly empowered customers and further increases in costs, we need to think about and operate our businesses differently. In addition to testing new technologies and optimizing supply chains, we need to rethink our organizational structures. In a post on Retail Wire last week, I outlined five characteristics that should define the retail organization of the future: organized by brand, not channel, led by brand managers, enabled by vital cross-company communication, powered by a single insights function, and driven forward by intrapreneurs. The piece expounded on each of these points and generated quite a few comments. Regarding the point about being organized by brand, Roberto Orci, CEO of Acento Advertising, seemed to agree with my thought that consumers flow seamlessly between channels, so our organization should do the same. He said, "Ms. Yon raises an important issue. We sell our brand to customers, but sadly many of us think we are in the business of efficient distribution. Nothing wrong with that as long as it does not take precedence over finding unique ways of meeting customer needs." On the other hand, Herb Sorensen, PhD, Scientific Advisor, TNS Global Retail Shopper, and Adjunct Senior Fellow at the Ehrenberg Bass Institute, offered some surprising comments. He said, "Each brand supplier is a customer for what the retailer provides, shelf space and access to the passing traffic. The retailer's primary source of profits often is the brand on brand warfare that they manage in the supply chain, maximizing the retailer's own profits by maintaining a number of profitable brand customers from whom they seek profits, various fees and allowances, for accessing their neighborhood warehouses, aka stores. All this leaves the shopper as a utility that is sold en masse to brand suppliers. The retailer's job is to build and stock the neighborhood warehouses, aka stores, and assure good traffic through the stores, purchasing the retailer cares what not, as long as it's plenty." I was shocked by this perspective. While Dr. Sorensen may have misunderstood what I meant by brand, which I will get to in a moment, I completely disagree with his point that retailers should manage their assortment by profitability alone, and that the retailer's function is to sell a customer to a manufacturer, what he calls a brand supplier, by building and stocking a warehouse of products. This overlooks the role and value to customers of the retailer as a curator of products and brands, and the retailer's use of product brand selection to develop its own brand, not to mention the importance of the shopping experience apart from the product. Now onto the question from David Zahn, owner of Zahn Consulting, LLC. "Do you mean banner, the retailer's brand, or do you mean brand, the manufacturer's product, when you refer to brand?" By brand, I had meant banner, the retailer's brand. If a company has one brand, for example, Brookstone, it should not operate a brick-and-mortar business unit separate from an online or catalog unit. If a company has more than one brand, for example, Gap Inc., it should have business units for Gap, Banana Republic, Old Navy, etc., and each unit should manage all channels for its brand, as opposed to having a single e-commerce unit for all brands. This will ensure that each brand presents a unified and cohesive brand message, offers consistent assortment, pricing, promotions, etc., and delivers an omni-channel brand experience. However, Mr. Zahn's question got me thinking about the opportunities for retailers to manage their product brands holistically as well, and I believe there is merit to doing so in many instances. Department stores, for example, have been moving towards this model, cultivating brand shops for manufacturers' brands and for their own private labels. In fact, this is the core of Ron Johnson's Town Square strategy for JCPenney. In a sense, some companies are making the term department store outdated. Instead, they're becoming brand stores. This approach may make sense for other retailers as well. Grocery stores, for example, might benefit from organizing and managing by brand for certain brands and categories. Kashi has become such a popular product brand, a grocer might find they can generate great appeal by having a Kashi section where customers could find Kashi cereal, bars, waffles, cookies, and frozen entrees all in one place. If the grocer had a Kashi brand manager, that person would optimize the brand assortment across categories in different stores to meet consumer demand, run promotional programs based on Kashi brand loyalty, generate distribution and back office synergies, and build the grocery store's brand as a source for all things Kashi. I realize this would require dramatic changes in the operating structure of retailers, but it's this kind of new thinking that the industry needs. Perhaps Jean DeTroyer, professor, entrepreneur, advisor, consultant, independent, says it best, quote, "The biggest challenge facing retailers today is transformation. Retailers have never been good at it, and few show the ability to take it on. Most want to resurrect their business by moving the clock back rather than forward." That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.